let's go.
I can't believe you told your parents that I need to go on a cigarette run. No, that's not what I meant. It's not like I can think of a better excuse to get out of there. Like, what else could I possibly need so badly? We need to cut and run right in the middle of opening Christmas presents. That was some quick thinking, though. That, and when your Uncle Pete offered to bum me one, and you said, oh no, sorry, she only smokes menthols? You don't think I offended anybody, do you? Seriously, I love your family, but I hate opening gifts in general. Like, everyone watching, and you have to act thrilled no matter what it is. I don't know, it kind of just triggers that instant surge of social anxiety. And you guys, you drag it out so damn long. I just needed a break, you know? Oh. You guys always take timeouts. Okay. I have to ask, why do you all do this to yourselves? I mean, it's torturous going around and around in a circle like that, with only one person allowed to open at a time. Especially when your family is that big and you all buy each other so much shit. This is gonna take hours. I mean if you guys bang through it with more like a chop chop assembly line pace, it'd be okay, but all the chatting and the refills and does anybody want snacks? This'll take all night. And now I have to take up smoking again to live up to this cover story. And I hate menthols. Remind me to buy like 3 packs of mints while we're in here. Although, lucky for you, I might just grow a wee bit horny after a smoke or two. I mean, remember, I didn't quit cold turkey. I just started phasing it out. You know, like, no more cigarette breaks after work, and then no more smoking on my lunch break, and then none after dinner, or no more with my coffee, and the very last one to go? Well, you know, the post-coital snuggle smoke. I held on to that for as long as I could. So, it may have helped develop just a few, associations in that there noggin whenever I get a craving. That's right. It is kind of like a double whammy, like a 2-for-1 craving combo, but at least I got me a pretty quick fix for one of those cravings. Hey there, handsome. Or at least I usually do. I guess I'm just gonna have to sweat this one out. I don't know if I can handle being outed as a smoker and a horn dog if your mom catches me having my way with her special little boy on my very first Christmas with the family. So, while we're out of the house, why don't we make the most of it? Yeah, I'm serious. Come on, when's the last time you made out in a car? High school? Baby. Poor baby. That's way too long. Tell you what. When we get to the Wawa, park around the back. Obviously, that pool supply place up ahead would be the safest spot on Christmas Day, but that wouldn't be as much fun now, would it? I mean, half the fun is getting caught, right? Well, maybe getting caught. So really, the only spot I'll do is a busy, bustling convenience store that's probably the only business open on this stretch of road. Am I right? Oh, and it's a gas station too. Perfect. What's the matter? Have we grown just a tad too comfy with our boring old domestic life? Has someone forgotten just how adventurous I can be? Oh, baby. You know the wild nights we had way back when weren't just thanks to all that liquid courage, right? I am so sorry if I gave you the wrong impression, because the girl you saddled up with, sometimes she likes the risky frisky combo. That's right. I am about to start playing with myself. I'll be a good girl, though. I'll keep my coat over my lap for now. But, oh. It started, sweetheart. And this doesn't end until I'm good and done. Baby, I think you're going a little over the speed limit. You might want to ease off the gas there. You wouldn't want to get pulled over, would you? And there it is, the great and fabled Wawa. Whoa there. Took that turn a little sharp. You didn't even use your signal. How about it? Here we are. Here I am. Or do you want to just watch for now? Yeah. Well, I don't want to block your view, so be a good boy and take my coat and chuck it in the back for me. Now, let's say we commit to this. I'm gonna slide these jeans down and pull one leg off. Just the one. That way, the side of my knees spread wide for you, and my panties stretch from side to side. They. Oh, God. Shit. Okay. Oh, fuck, I'm wearing shoes. I can't. Okay. There it goes. All right. Anyway, what was I saying? Something about spreading these legs for you? Something about stretching these panties as wide as I can? So, will you sit there watching me touch myself in this dorky Christmas sweater? That'll form a few associations for you in the future, so that next year, when we lie a little more and tell your fam that I always wear this sweater for Christmas, and then when we're sitting in that circle, when we're trying to like telepathically will your dad into opening his present just a little faster, when we're cursing your sister for getting up to pour another mimosa right when her turn is up, when we are cursing ourselves for tying that knot to your grandma's gift bag too damn tight for her to undo on her own, you're gonna be sitting there eyeing these stupid blocky reindeer and snowflakes. Take your cock out. Come on, take it out. I want to watch you. Yeah, if you're gonna watch me, I want to watch you stroke. I'd pull those pants down a little farther if I were you. Things are about to get messy. Come on, stroke it. Now stroke it. There you go. Ooh, nice and fast. Come on, fog these windows up with me. We don't want anyone to see. Or do we? Anyway, like I was saying, when we're sitting in that circle and you're just staring at me, feasting on the sight of me in this sweater after such a long year, remembering just how tight it draws across my tits when I arch my back so that I can slip a finger inside me. All you're going to be thinking about. Fuck. All you'll be able to think about while you're pretending to be so. Fuck, that's good. Oh, you look so hot right now. While you're pretending to be so fucking thrilled with that new flannel shirt your mom buys you next year. Go faster. Nice and sloppy. I want to hear you beat off. You're gonna be racking your brain. Racking your brain as you try to think of think of the least obvious way to say, baby, do you remember? Did you remember? Fuck. Did you remember to buy more cigarettes? Okay, mister. Put it away. You had your chance to come, and now it's time for us to get decent again. Oh, poor baby. Did you want to come too? That's too bad. I think we're pushing it as it is. And how long does it really take to buy a pack of cigarettes? I'll tell you what. After dinner, when it's dark, maybe you can take me for a drive to, quote unquote, check out all the houses decked out for Christmas. And maybe, just maybe, when we get back and the circle resumes and your sister's taking fucking forever to come back and take her damn turn again, I'll be on my phone seeing if there's some by the hour motels close by. Yeah, would you like that? In the meantime, I should really run in and buy those smokes so we can get back. And you, mister, you should start singing some carols to yourself or something. You're still making quite a statement down there. Anyway, I'll be back.